This coming Sunday, we're going to be celebrating Racial Justice Sunday in the Catholic Church across England and Wales. And I suppose we might ponder, why do we do this? And I think there are two very simple reasons why we do this. The first is that we want to celebrate the great richness of culture, nationality, language, the great diversity that makes up the Catholic Church. Catholic means universal. It's a church for all people, for all nations, across the world. And so, really, in any Catholic church, you'll find people from different parts of the world. And it reflects to us the great tapestry of people, of nationalities, just that great sense that we are together as one in Christ, and that that beautiful mosaic requires everyone to be part of it. So we're celebrating, principally, something wonderful about the rich diversity of our humanity that is reflected beautifully in the Catholic Church, universally, internationally, but also in our parishes here in England and Wales. I think there's a second reason, too, why we need to mark this Sunday, and that's because although we've made, you know, incredible strides forward in how we overcome things like racism and injustice, there are still things that need to be addressed. I met recently with some young people, and they shared with me some of the difficulties they experience today. Not 20 years ago, 100 years ago, but today, they face discrimination because of their heritage and their culture. So it's very important that we as a church take this opportunity to affirm the dignity of every person, the place of every person in the life of the church. And that, in a sense, there is no place for racism, there is no place for racial injustice, and we must speak as one people, with one voice, because we are one in Christ. I think one of the challenges for us is to think not just about the heart in this question of appreciating people of different cultures and nationalities, but also to think about the mind. In a sense, we could say, yeah, we've got to love everyone. I mean, that's true. It comes from the gospel. It's the commandment of the Lord Jesus. But we also need not just to broaden our hearts to love, but we need to broaden our minds to understand and to recognise that actually in the cultures of others, in the languages and traditions of others, there is something enormously enriching for the whole of the world. And what none of us should do, I think, is live with a kind of very narrow focus that the world is about me and where I live, my town, my country. It's not. The world is about all of us. And so to actually broaden our mind through education, to learn about different traditions. There are parishes in our diocese where the beautiful richness of the liturgy also overflows into things outside of the liturgy. So you go to a celebration in South London, and invariably the food will be international after the Mass. And it raises the question, so what is this about? How do we learn about someone else? How do we appreciate their culture? So that our minds begin to change. Because unless we educate our minds, our hearts will never be really converted. They need to be related one to the other. A conversion of heart and a conversion of mind need to go together. And so the need for us, whoever we are, whether we've got vast experience of the world or whether we've got a very, very small experience of the world, we need to realise that the world is always bigger than me. And the world always includes every other person. The more I learn about the world, the more I learn about others, the more capacity I have to love. I think one of the most important remembrances I have of the Holy Land is to visit the Paternoster Church and to see the Our Father in so many different languages, all the languages of the world. And so what a beautiful prayer to pray in preparation for Racial Justice Sunday, the Our Father. That prayer that unites all of us, our Father, with our one God, whom we come to through Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. We have one Father, we are children of one Father. So in many languages, in many places, we can pray together as one the words of the Lord Jesus, our Father who art in heaven.